This is the Long show, Doctor Radio. Doctor. Can you help me? Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, can you help me? Is produced by a very well-known not-for-profit organization that operates nationwide and worldwide, and its name is Save the American Family. Even though it speaks about American family, of course, it means save the name should be Save the World Family. But anyway, the original name is Save the American Family, abbreviated with the four letters SDAF. It's an amazing organization with all services related to healthy lifestyle, correct nutrition, and happy family life, and all for all the good in life, including financial wisdom, financial riches, and financial success, up to being a multi-millionaire, and also learning to teach this to your children for their own happy life and successful life. It's an amazing organization with information that is produced in such a manner that every family can gain from it all these results. And this is a Dr. Christian, and producing this show for this organization on my share, and also guiding you with everything in life on the internet. I am a blogger, a well-known blogger. I have about 1 million readers worldwide. So go to my blog also and study those blog articles. They are very beneficial because they are science articles. Not only science, they are practical articles, they are beneficial articles in every aspect. This show gives you educational and college and university, continuing education the credits. They are all free, valid forever, valid worldwide, and they are free. But you need to register as a listener, and the way you do it, you go to this organization website and find the tab radio TV shows, and there are the instructions for you how to register as a listener, and there you are. Have your children also register as a listener, as long as they're old enough to understand what the material is, and they can get a college and university credits nationwide, worldwide, available and valid forever. And that's the way to do it. In addition, have a weekly meeting where you have all your family, and this is such an important thing. This is such an important thing. This is more than important. This is the most important thing in your family. When you start this and you continue doing this, you will agree with this statement. When you do a family meeting once a week where every family member is present, including your babies, including your toddlers, including your children, and somebody leading their family group in addition also in your children, they will learn their family group or any kind of group leadership qualities and talents and necessary experience, and they can shine with those talents in their school. Now, what's the purpose of the family meeting? Every week, about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, minimum 1 hour. 1 hour is too little, but like 2-3 hours. And if possible, go outside. If today I have an article, Fresh Air and Sunshine, Natural Antibiotics, to give you some information why go outside. But anyway, go outside if they're allowing, have a family trip, a picnic trip, if possible, on the river, somewhere on the mountainside, if you have mountains. Pure nature is important for all your health. That's why there's more oxygen. The trees give us oxygen, the grass gives us oxygen, the water gives us oxygen, and the beauty of the nature relaxes us, all of you, and you get better in health and better in wealth. Now, what's the family meeting? 1 week before you go through what material you're going to study everybody in your family during that week, and then you handle that material in the family meeting, and then you decide what you apply in your family, and you do it, what you apply. Basically, everything what you study, you will apply in your family, and then your family will be getting better and more successful, and not only the family will be getting better, but your marriage will be better, marriage union, marriage happiness, everything gets better. So everything simply gets better, and then you apply the information, you will get the information also how to start investing in a correct manner, and you can have a goal to become a millionaire and a multi-millionaire, and your children learn these things already at a young age. What do you think they are going to do when they get adults? They copy what their parents did, and they will thank you for the rest of their life that you gave this family meeting to them. So have this family meeting. That's the most important thing, to have the family meeting. That's the most important thing in your life, whether you believe it now or not. You can believe it when you start experiencing it. If you know more instructions, give us an email or send us a letter or contact us. We give you advice more. But you don't need our advice to know what we're saying. And you continue this as long as your children are home. And you, when the children are gone, as a parent, as a couple, continue after that. Maybe you can then have your that friends in the family meeting and continue that way, as long as you never finish this. What's the purpose? You take the material from our website, www.sdaf1.org.weebly.com, and there tap services, and there restore any marriage. That's the family issue here, full of unbelievable material, unbelievable much of that material. Handle those and take it anywhere from the website you want something. And then if you are a religious person, religious family, we have an organization that is related to us, affiliation, Christian Biblical Church called Global Church of God, and their website is very similar to ours. It's www.gcg, abbreviated from Global Church of God, gcg1org.weebly.com, the Weebly, weebly.com. The Weebly is the web provider, and then take material from there, whatever you want. Handle everything based on the instructions, and you will be absolutely having a better life, better marriage, better, more successful children, and a richer life, with the goal of becoming a multimillionaire. Now, today's first topic, we have fresh air and sunshine, natural antibiotics. This is an important topic. It's an important topic, but not the most important topics in life, because it relates to health, and this is health and wealth, and this is free. Yeah, now, not in also on the city, the park, but not in a pollution area. You have to go out from the pollution as much as possible. Have the family meeting. If you live in New York, for instance, go to Hudson River, uptown, Hudson River. Now, if you live somewhere else, go find a river, if you have a river or lake. River is better because it's flowing. The flow is a flow, is a flow, is a flow, like a life. And study the nature. So do it there, picnic, eat, and have family once a meeting, once a week. And it's important to have the family meeting anyway, no matter what you do. But the study meeting as a family is the absolute best way to do it. So do it now. Do it now. Have your children involved. Yes. Fresh air and sunshine, natural antibiotics. When scientists first discovered chemical antibiotics in the mid-20th century, doctors hoped that these new medications would eliminate certain diseases. At first, the new medicines seemed to live up to their promise, yet their widespread use since then has resulted in the development of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are unfortunate things. The more you have, the more their doctors, the more they give you antibiotics, and that's a really wrong thing to do. Talk to doctor, your doctor, do you need this or not? Because they're giving too much. 95% is too much of them. Only 5% would be needed. And that creates problems. We die when we get sick and the antibiotics don't function anymore or work on us. But anyway, let's go with this Christian sunshine, natural antibiotics. Many people don't know this, what they're going to hear. Many people might think they know, but they still don't know. So listen to this carefully, apply the information. I have a quotation for you. Old quotation says, knowledge is power. And I say, that's a wrong statement. Now you say, you are wrong. Yes, you think I'm wrong, but I prove that I am not wrong. Knowledge is power is a wrong statement. The better statement, correct statement is this way. A new quotation, which is developed by the host of his soul, and many of my quotations will be appearing in Oxford Dictionary of International Quotation, and this is one of them, and says simply this way, not knowledge is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. So apply the knowledge. What good is that otherwise? So, for instance, penicillin was discovered in the 1930s, not later, not earlier. And by the person called Fleming, Alexander Fleming, most of the sicknesses in the past were simply people died because they couldn't resist the bacteria. Now, to find new weapons against infection, some scientists are taking a second look at the disease control methods of the past. One of these involves harnessing the health benefits of all sunshine and fresh air. So listen to this now, because this is correct. This is natural, and this works. A lesson from the past. England had several early advocates of the curative value of sun and fresh air. Physician Lon Letson, L-E-T-S-O-N, 1744-1815. By the way, the text, when we have a text, this has a text, this material, is in our website in the radio and TV show. Then you just find the date, today's date, which is the 1st of April, 2015, and you see the text there. And maybe with added information, not maybe with added information, references and all kinds of things added there. But this is the basic text what we're going through here in this show. Sometimes we have more talk, we'll talk more on this show than we had the text, but that's a science text is there. So, physician John Letson, L-E-T-S-O-N, 1744-1815, prescribed sea air and sunshine for children who were suffering from tuberculosis, TB. In 1840, surgeon George Bodington, B-O-D-I-N-C-T-O-N, noted that those who worked in the open air, farmers, plowmen, shepherds, were generally free of TB. Tuberculosis, while those who spent much of their time indoors seemed more susceptible to it. So think about where you are going to spend most of your time. Where do I spend most of the time? Where do we all nowadays spend all our time? In addition to the pollution in the cities, the traffic pollution, and next to the highways and streets and everything, and the pollution, all noise pollution, and all kinds of atom pollution and dangerous. Now, please understand that this is an important topic and apply this information. Florence Nightingale, 1820-1910, became famous for her innovations in nursing while caring for British soldiers injured during the Crimean War. She asked, "Do you ever go into the bedrooms of any persons at night or before the windows are opened in the morning and ever find the air anything but unwholesomely close and foul?" She recommended that the air in a patient's room be kept as fresh as the outside air, but without chilling the patient. She added, "It is the unqualified results of all my experience with the sick that second only to their need of fresh air is their need of light. Sunshine light. And that is not only light, but direct sunshine light they want." Many at that time also believed that exposing bed linens and clothing to the sun promoted health. I remember when I was a child and growing up, my mother was a school principal and like countryside, big schools, really big schools. We had wonderful new buildings where we lived as a teacher family, school leader family. So my mother was an old style lady and everything she did the laundry. She put outside, we had to, children had to help, they were all hanging there in the sunshine. And that's the case. Sometimes she said, let the rain, if there was rain, she had the laundry there also, even there was only washed. But at that time, in the countryside, there was no pollution much at all, so it didn't put them, you cannot put them outside in New York City or in a city because the pollution goes in on your clothing. But you can certainly, if you are a little bit outside New York, you can do that. Now, and that is not only light, but direct sunshine and sunlight, what even the laundry got. So many of that time also believed that exposing bed linens and clothing to the sun promoted health. And we still do believe it because it's a science fact. So state this information. Science has progressed since the 1800s, yet modern studies have reached similar conclusions. For instance, a 2011 study in China found that crowded college dormitories with a low rate of ventilation are associated with more respiratory infections. Now, China has real problems with pollution, real problems. Water is polluted, everything is polluted, air is polluted. It's the most polluted place in the whole world because they have assassinated and abused. The Communist Party has nothing but done damage to everything and is a danger to the world, not only by the ideology and the murdering people and selling their organs and taking those communists and killing them in prison and selling their brains and selling their hearts and selling their whole organs. That's what they do. And then they pollute everything. And they, if they say something is finding a solution how to make the pollution away, we better believe in that way. But I say, if you buy anything from China, it's going to be dirty, it's polluted. So be very careful what you buy from China. If you can avoid anything that they put in your mouth, in a family's mouth, don't do it. Sometimes you have to be very careful what you can sometimes eat, but sometimes not. But most of the stuff is just polluted and bad. Same way, anything they produce, don't believe their labels, don't believe in anything. What they say, they are big liars, the biggest liars in the world they are, because they're still in communist hands. The communist people are absolutely damaged in their brains, in understanding. Now they're going to come and kill me. Let them come. Then you know who killed me. Anyway, the world Health Organization, WHO, recognizes that natural ventilation, which includes outside air flowing through a building, is important for infection control. Indeed, WHO guideline published in 2009 encourages use of such natural ventilation as an effective measure in reducing the risk of infection at healthcare facilities. Now, what do you think the air conditioners do? They are not natural air. They are polluting the air. They're polluting all our offices and homes. Air pollution is bad. Bad. So it's a question how to solve this then. At least have the best possible filters and clean everything. Nothing can be cleaned fully because they are the pipes and everything. They cannot be clean. Unfortunately, that is bad. If you can move the countryside of your office, then you're healthier. That's your choice. Now, this is bad, 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 bad. Well, but this all is very good, you might say, when you take the natural stuff. But what is the science behind this? How do sunshine and air prevent infection? And remember now, I said again, certain factors may make it undesirable to leave windows open in a city. These include external air quality, noise, fire regulations, and security. So what places to live in a city? Yeah, you think about that. Studies conducted at the United Kingdom Ministry of Defense site provide some answers. scientists there were trying to establish how long the air would remain dangerous if a biological weapon armed with harmful bacteria were exploded over London. To determine the viability of airborne pathogens, the researchers anchored E. coli microorganisms to threads of spider silk and exposed them to the open air. The experiment was performed at night, since it was known that sunlight kills these bacteria. What were the results? Some 2 hours later, nearly all of the bacteria were dead. Yet, when the bacteria were kept in a closed box in the same location at the same temperature and humidity, most of them were still alive past the 2 hour mark. Why? Evidently, something about being in the open air kills germs. This so-called open air factor has not been clearly identified because we have been looking for all kinds of technical solutions and nonsense bullshit. There's no solution. Sorry about the bullshit, but they say really, I am angry about this. What? How stupid if mankind can be? And the scientists, how stupid we can be? Did I understand we had to have natural principles? Now, if you are religious and biblical person, you know that all these things are in the Bible. Well, this is not a biblical show. I have a biblical show also, but the point is this is a science show. But I'm saying a Bible is also a science book, and I'm trying to make you believe it if you're not. But I'm saying we have those information. The natural principles are in those old books, old wisdom in the Bible. Now, let's go first, forward. So, evidently something about being in the open air kills germs. This is so-called open air factor. That has not been clearly identified, and we know the reason, because everybody wants to be so scientific and create new kinds of solutions and chemicals and all this stuff. I still remember in the 50s, there were doctors on the TV and saying, I smoke Life. Life was the name of the cigarette, the name. Now, cigarette package. Life, isn't that funny? The company had made a good name, Life, for the deceiver. Life, yes. I smoke Life, and the TV, and then everybody was smoking Life, and the doctors did it. So they thought it's healthy. Why did they think it's healthy? Because smoking makes heart beat up, but the heart is not beating up because it's healthy, but because it's so dangerous and toxic, it starts malfunctioning, let's put this way. Why were they thinking that it's healthy when the heartbeat goes up? Because when you run, it's healthy heartbeat going up. But that was not running, it was because of smoking the dangerous chemicals. Now we have this e-cigarette, and now we have already proved enough that they are dangerous also. Of course they are dangerous, any common sense would say so. It's not a natural thing to do. So let's go forward. So. How will the researchers point to a compound that occurs naturally in open air and that acts as a natural disinfectant against pathogens or germs that lurk in the atmosphere? Sunlight has also natural disinfecting properties. The Journal of Hospital Infection explains that the majority of microbes that cause airborne infections cannot tolerate sunlight. How can you take advantage of this? You might want to go outdoors where you can spend a moderate amount of time in the sunshine and breathe some fresh air. Fresh? You cannot have fresh air in Manhattan or near the big city streets, so think about where you go. But this is the principle. You can take advantage of this. You might go and you go to outdoors where you can spend a moderate amount of time in the sunshine and breathe some fresh air. It will likely do you good. That's what I'm saying. Have your family meeting in outside the city, in a countryside on the river, because the river is water and water has a lot of oxygen and other good stuff. And then the nature is there, the trees are there. That's why you have the family meeting there. That's why it's a health, it's a doctor's office, natural doctor's office. Nature is the doctor. Go there and do this. That's what I'm saying to do. Do this. And you learn their wisdom when you study the material, and then you become healthy. Then, and if it even rains, have it there, go somewhere, have their, do in a car or something, even though it rains. It still helps you. Because you come into nature, you see the nature, you become much more happy and relaxed. Take this advice. This is important information, more important than you might realize. Anyway, that is the case. That is the case. We have here another topic if we have time to do it. If not, we will continue next time. But anyway, here is this topic. This is a shorter topic. Hopefully, we can go through it today. If not, we put it on our website, Psychology on Order, how restaurants get you to spend more. Because people have to think about what they eat and what they do. So let's see some secrets. Psychology on Order, order. How? I like ordering food. How restaurants get you to spend more. This is important information. You may think you are immune to transparent sales pitches like, do you want fresh fries with this or that? But the tactics restaurants use to nudge you into spending a little extra may be subtle than you realize. Here's a look at the few ways companies get you to spend and eat more than you intended. Yeah, if you eat less, they want to eat you more. They want to make you fat. So be careful. No, number one is no dollar signs. No dollar signs. That's number one, just no dollar signs, only number, no dollar signs. Restaurant menus are complicated mix of psychology, art, and sales pitches. I repeat, restaurant menus are a complicated mix of psychology, art, and sales pitches. No detail is too small to matter, right down to the dollar sign. Rap, a menu consultant in California, said he advises restaurants and fast food chains to leave those off when listing prices on a menu. Dollar signs remind people of money, Rap said. A-R-A-P-P is their family name. When you use dollar signs, your food looks more expensive. Number two, words matter. Image and language can also make prices go down easier. Florid descriptions for menu items can seem like parodies, but it's an effective way to make fairly standard dish sound special. So you may balk at paying $19 for baked fish and vegetable of the day, yet gladly pay $19 for it when it says, flaky cod marinated in our house sauce served with country peas. The more you talk about it, the less it costs in the customer's head. The more value you are giving them when you talk more and explain with fancy words, Rapp said. Next, a third, hand-eye coordination. The closer you are to do something, the more likely you are to make an impulse buy. It's why the areas or registers are so crowded with those little extras. If you walk into Starbucks for a $4 latte, the cafe can push up the value of the transaction by 25% just by getting you to grab a $1 tin or mint. So while nobody goes to Starbucks specifically for mints, a lot of people buy them because they are next to the register. By a similar logic, Dunkin' Donuts began rolling out small display cases on front counters last summer that feature items like cookies and Danish pastries. The thinking is that you are more likely to get something to nibble on with your drink if it is practically in your grasp at the cashier's area. A classic example at fancier restaurants is the dessert cart. At the casual dining chain Seasons 52, servers bring out a tray of mini desserts to show diners. Pitched as mini indulgences, the method of this presentation has pushed dessert sales higher than those of most other restaurants, said Aaron Allen, a restaurant consultant based in Orlando, Florida. And over at McDonald's, apple pie dispensers are behind the registers where customers can see them. Jeff Stratton, former president of McDonald's USA, has said pie sales would fall dramatically if the dispensers were back in the kitchen. Next, controlling the choices. Sometimes the choices available will push people to spend more. Sonic, for instance, used to offer two sizes for its shakes, 14-ounce regular and 20-ounce large. In 2012, the drive-in chain revamped sizes. The regular became a small and the large became regular. It then added a new 32-ounce large as well as a 10-ounce mini. So the people who tend to automatically opt for a large wear shift it up to the bigger, pricier size. Things are a particularly ripe area for what is known in the industry as upselling, because people usually don't pay as much attention to their prices as they do for main dishes, as they decide what to do. So, this information was given by Kit Yarrow, a professor of consumer psychology at Golden Gate University and author of Decoding the New Consumer Mind. Paying 25 cents more for a bigger soda or fries seems like a no-brainer to most people, but it adds to the cashier's pocket. Even if they wouldn't be content with the smaller portions. Consumers really do order much more food than they need because it seems like a value to them, Yarrow said. Giving more choices also just increases the odds that something will appeal to people. That's not really as necessary for main dishes, which people will order regardless, but can push up sales for extras like appetizers and desserts. When you have 8 appetizers on the menu versus 6, you sell more appetizers with 8, said Yushin Lee, CEO of Darden Restaurants, which owns Olive Garden, while addressing concerns about the complexity of the chain's menu last year. That's what's next. In the future, that drive-through menu board might just try to read your mind, or at least predict what you, in particular, might be tempted to. Sonic CEO Cliff Hudson has said that the chain is working on ways to have digital menu board feature items based on the particular customer. The tailored offering would be possible over time with the help of the mobile app, which is set to launch this spring and would help the company keep track of what people like to order. Already Starbucks said its email offer to customers with its apps are tailored based on past purchases, and that's all new stuff. Now, you need to know this information to avoid not to overeat, because you need to look at your weight. You don't want to gain weight because that creates all sicknesses. Most sicknesses, 95% of sicknesses, are caused by wrong lifestyle and overeating and eating wrong stuff. So only 5% are some other reasons. Your choice. You have to have understanding and wisdom. Now the show time is over. This is your host, Dr. Christian. This is the show, Doctor, can you help me? And next time, go to our website and study as you explained, have the family meeting and do everything I've been guiding, because this is going to work for you. And apply the information so that you will have some success in your life. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian.